My name is Noah Carpenter. I am the senior organist at Normandy United Methodist Church.
How long have you been there?
This will be my sixth year.
Tell me a bit about Normandy, its history and the architecture.
Normandy was started around the 1920s when Richard Grant commissioned the house to be built, which is the big historic mansion that we all see from Alex Bell. They built the house in 1927, I believe it was around, and it took them about 3 to 4 years to complete. And they only lived there for just roughly about 20 years before they moved to Florida. After they moved to Florida, they donated their house to the church and the grounds to the church. And the first service was actually held in the living room. They transformed it into a chapel. And as the churches continued to grow, they built an addition on the rear, which is now the fellowship hall. And then when they outgrew that space, they built the current sanctuary, which is to the right of the mansion.
Didn't they bring part of it over from Europe or something? Isn't that why it's Normandy Church, because it's from Normandy?
Yes, yes. So Mr. and Mrs. Grant loved the European architectural style. And so the house is kind of pieced together from many different buildings that they purchased from overseas, the majority of it coming from Normandy. The Grand Hall itself is compiled of wood and archways that were carved in 1663. And when you see the archways, they all say Anno 1663. And they're just spectacular to see.
Tell me a little bit about what happens there at Christmas.
At Christmas time, the building is just full of life and energy. We started this event series called Christmas at Normandy 5 years ago. It compiles all events throughout the Advent season, starting with our annual Yuletide concert, which is the first Sunday. Then we have a community organ concert. And then the weekend before Christmas Eve, we have the Christmas at Normandy open house. It's two nights where we open the entire mansion, decorated from every corner to each corner, full of trees, trains, presents, Santa Claus, cookies, hot chocolate, just about everything. I think this year we're up to 62 decorated trees. So it continues to grow more and more every year.
And there's no admission or anything?
Nope. Admission is free. We do a non-perishable food drive with St. Paul's Food Charity, but admission is free.
What sorts of performances are happening in conjunction with that?
The Kettering Children's Choir will be performing both nights. On Saturday night, the younger kids will be singing in the sanctuary. And then on Sunday evening, their cappella group will be caroling throughout the building. And then also on Sunday evening, the organ will be playing live music in the sanctuary as well.
I.e. you.
Yes, yes.
Are there tours or is it more just a walkthrough at your own pace?
The second floor does have kind of more of a tour setup. The majority of the mansion is just self-guided. The second floor in the basement of the mansion will be open. Unfortunately, they are not handicap accessible, but the first floor is.
How many people usually attend? Do you have any idea what the visitor count is for Christmas?
The open house specifically has grown significantly every year. The first year we did it, we had about 750 people. Last year, we just capped over 3,000 people over the weekend.
Wow. What else is happening at Normandy on Christmas Eve or Christmas Day?
Christmas Eve, we do have services at 4, 6, and 8 p.m. 4 is more family-oriented, and 6 and 8 are our more traditional services as well.
What's your favorite thing about Normandy at the holidays?
My favorite thing about Normandy at the holidays would be the people. We put all a ton of work into getting the mansion and the church decorated and ready for these events, and to see the smiles on everyone's faces when they walk through the building, and just to see so many new faces. The whole reason we did this and started this was to share the Christmas joy and spirit with our community, our friends, our family, and it's just wonderful to see that. For more information, you can go to normandyumc.org. Under our events tab, you can see all the holiday events that are happening at the building as well as the Christmas Eve services.
Normandy Church's Christmas Open House is this weekend at 6 p.m. on Saturday and Sunday. For more information, go to normandyumc.org. I'm David Crane. Arts Focus is a production of Dayton's Discover Classical.